Hey. Hey, welcome to another episode of...
Why can't I say that word? Okay.
You gotta do that again.
Yeah, I am.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Expedition Marriage. I am Chris with my beautiful bride, Jamie. A little less exciting than normal ones, but we took about 8 takes. And
we just... If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see my eyes are all watering because I'm dying laughing because he just messed this up like 7 times in a row.
We'll probably throw that the blooper in at the very beginning. So yes. That way people will be like, oh, okay. I know
that's
exactly.
Why.
That's why. Well, hey, thanks for joining us. We're glad you're here because you know what? We want to talk about you. And how your marriage mindset matters.
That's right.
Specifically, fixed and growth mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
And just so people understand what they are, right? We'll define them. We'll give you examples and all that. But just as far as a understanding, they're not your personality.
No.
they're not like, you know, a fixed thing as far as you're an introvert, so you've got this and that's just right. It actually can be very specific. You can have a growth mindset on some things and a fixed mindset on other things, which people are going, but what is it? What is it? Tell us. We will.
I don't. Are they doing that, honey?
Probably.
Are they?
Yeah, I think they are. but they're part of what makes up our belief systems, right? Our belief systems are really important because they'll affect what we do, right? And our mindsets are fundamental ways of believing that shape our thoughts, that shape how we perceive things, the possibilities.
How we move through the world.
And our attitudes as well. Because if we don't believe something's possible, then it's really hard for us to engage with that.
We're not going to do it.
No. Yeah. If you can't see yourself doing it, you're probably not going to do it.
Probably not
going to do it. So it does affect ourselves. It affects our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, marriages are made up of two individuals, and you both can have different mindsets on something, and that's okay. That's okay. One's not necessarily right or wrong. One just is more limiting than the other one.
And sometimes it can actually be complementary. You know, if you have, maybe in this situation, I do have a growth mindset, so I can bring you along with me and help encourage you in this.
That's a great point. That's because we've heard in the past, you know, people were like, well, I've grown and I'm, you know, have gotten better in this and they're not willing to grow or they're not doing the better. And it's like, you know, well, then you do better.
Yeah.
Because if you are now more capable, have, you know, a better understanding and insights and all that, then do those better things.
Yeah, lead by example.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Lead by an encouragement. Yes.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Have a life that they want to have.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's define what a fixed mindset is.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to read a little just, you know, because it is the fixed mindset.
You're going to get the definition and our opinions.
And our opinions.
So there you go.
So the definition is the belief that intelligence, abilities, and talents are static traits. All right. So that means they can't be changed. It means that there's certain things that in our lives, about ourselves, about situations, about our relationships, that just can't change. This is how they are. And there's no sense in doing anything about it because that's how it's always going to be.
Yeah.
And so those individuals who have fixed mindsets, they tend to avoid challenges or
hard things.
They'll fear failure.
That's what I was going to say. If there's a possibility for failure, not going to do that.
It's fruitless.
They're going to stay safe.
Yeah, why try? Why bother? In contrast, a growth mindset, right? Those people feel that you can grow and change, that those the growth and change are possible. Right, our intelligence. We can learn stuff, and we can learn how to do something like you. So if we don't know how to be in our marriage and to work through conflict and all that, well, you know what? It's possible to learn.
Yeah, we can figure it out.
Sure. Yeah, we can develop our abilities. We can work those things out. So it takes effort.
Right.
It takes learning. And the growth mindset people, they'll embrace challenges. Right. So they'll see something as a challenge, like that, something to overcome.
Yeah. And they almost, and I'm just going to add to that, is I would think people that have a strong growth mindset, they don't fear the problems. You know, when a problem comes up, they're going, okay, we need to pivot. How do we address this? Let's take the challenge. Growth mindset of people aren't the ones who are sweeping problems under the rug because what? They don't know what to do with them.
If you're watching on YouTube, Jamie looked at me right when she said that. I did not. She literally, like, her...
I even did the sweeping.
And she even moved her hand in my direction, sweep under the rug.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think we're kind of mixed with this. But oh, that yeah, sure, is the... Yeah. I would think they're, like, having that growth mindset, like, the benefit to that... is there's got to be some peace that comes with that because mm-hmm. we're not paralyzed by a problem.
Right.
Because think about it. If you're looking at problems, if a problem mm-hmm. comes your way and your mindset is, oh man, now I'm stuck with this for the rest of my life versus, okay, well, that's a bump in the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's not convenient. It's an obstacle, but let's figure out
sabotage.
How to...
sabotage.
Yeah, because seeing our problems as obstacles instead of brick walls...
Mm-hmm.
That you're going to go through your marriage differently like that.
Sure. Well, you even see them as opportunities.
Right.
Right. One of the, I don't want to say craziest things, but to wrap your head around
mm-hmm.
is every argument you have with your spouse, you could look at it as an opportunity to learn more about them.
Yeah.
To learn what drives them, what's important
to them. That's crazy talk. Come on.
I know. Right. So when yeah. you have an argument, sure. Well, they just need to stop doing that. Or... you know what? I just learned something about
this
things
is that, clearly upsetting to you.
Yeah.
Why does this bother you so
right.
much?
Right. That the, yeah. There's mm-hmm. a trigger there. There's a possible hurt there. There's something else
yeah.
beneath the surface that, as your spouse, mm-hmm. I probably should work on at one
yeah.
point in time.
Yeah. I need this valuable information about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we look at fixed or growth mindsets, what they represent to me is my opinion. I think I'm probably right, but I think what they
represent...
But I'm
represent, not fixed on that.
I'm not fixed on that. is like hopeless and hopeful. Because if you're in that fixed mindset and you believe your situations, your circumstances, your personalities, your traits, all of that, if you believe you're stuck.
Yeah, that's the way I am. This
where's
is the, way things
the hope
are.
In that?
Sure.
But if you mm-hmm. believe change is possible and better is possible and more is possible and abundance is possible, blessings are possible.
Sure.
Then there's some hope. That you're going to be very hope-filled.
I'm going to even dare to go out on a limb and say that people with mm-hmm. growth mindsets, they're more grateful.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
They have more gratitude because then they do see, you know, like obstacles, which they pivot or chances to grow. Like, hey, went through this. It was an opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for growing us and for making us better in that situation
mm-hmm.
versus those who are fixed mindset. Why do we keep running into that? Why is it
yeah.
that keep
see,
happening?
See, this always happens to mm-hmm. me. And mm-hmm. I want to clarify this first before I throw myself under the bus.
Wait, I was about to say that when you said that, it sounded like exactly when you play Super Mario Superstars.
Oh, that is not fair. I never get the things, and things
see,
always happen
see,
to me.
See, this always happens.
I know. Yeah, we're in our 50s, and we play video games together. It's actually quite
fun. It is fun, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, this fixed mindset, and I think the fixed and growth mindset, you can have a fixed mindset for very different reasons.
Yes.
You can be sure. that way out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared that we can't fix our marriage. I'm scared mm-hmm. that you won't stop doing this and I'm always going to be hurt by this. I feel defeated. You can have a fixed mindset because you know what? The examples I saw growing up were not mm-hmm. good ones.
True.
I haven't seen a successful marriage. And so I'm really scared that we're having problems and now we're not going to have one too.
Absolutely.
And I think my natural tendency is to be that of a fixed mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, because I know Jesus, because I follow Jesus,
mm-hmm.
I work for a growth mindset. You don't get to be a follower of Jesus and not have hope.
Mm.
You just can't.
No, that's true.
You can't. And so if you think you're stuck the way that you are, then you're not knowing Jesus enough.
Right.
Like
yeah.
you don't, you're missing out on who he says he is.
No, that's so true. I'm laughing mm-hmm. because I don't know how truer of a statement. To believe that Jesus died for my sins
mm-hmm.
on the cross, and then he was buried and then resurrected. And because of that, that I can be resurrected and I can enter into heaven to be with him because he paid the price for my sins. That is the very definition of hope if I've ever heard of that.
Yes. If you're going to claim to believe that, then you don't get to believe that he can't save your marriage, that he can't change you, that he can't help you overcome an addiction, whatever it is. Like, you don't get to do that. If you're going to believe him for the biggest thing in the world,
your eternity.
Yes, you've got to be able to believe him for all these other things. But it's fair to feel defeated. Mm-hmm. It's fair to feel fearful and anxious and all of those things. But as believers, we're called to always be moving towards a growth mindset.
Sure.
And you can have a natural growth mindset because of your personality. Well, maybe you're not a fearful, you're not wired with some anxiety in your personality. You're not like risk avoidant. You're not afraid of those things. And so you can naturally be like, yeah, go big, go home, and let's all chips in and stuff. Or you can be, you know what? Have that fixed mindset of I'm stubborn, I'm prideful, and I'm refusing to grow. Mm. Or you're going to have the growth mindset that's like, you know what? I am scared, more like myself, but I'm going to grow out of intention. I'm going to grow because that's what Christ calls us to.
Right.
And if we look to Scripture, all throughout Scripture, God's calling us to grow. You're not going to find in the Bible, you know what? Here's that verse that says, you're good enough just like you are.
Yeah.
You know what? Just stay the same. Don't ever change. There's no hope for you.
We don't need to make you a new creation. You could just you're stuck the way and as the old man.
You're stuck. Mm-hmm. And so we want to, as believers, especially in our marriages, have that growth mindset.
Yeah.
And we've got Romans 12:2 tells us to transform our minds, renew our minds, quit doing things the way the world does them. What does Christ say? Move towards that. Philippians 1:6 talks about God, he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. God's still going to grow you and to work things out in
you. Yeah, you don't have to be on your own.
That's right. That's right.
And if you're married, you're certainly not on your own.
No, no. And I mean, there is no more, talk about iron sharpens iron and all of that. But in marriage, like, there's no more refining relationship aside from your relationship with God than the relationship you have with your spouse.
Yeah, the sanctifying relationship. Absolutely.
Those struggles, those trials, they are meant to be opportunities for your growth.
Mm-hmm. To expose your own sin by the way you're reacting to your spouse, going, oh, wait.
Maybe that's something about me I need to change. Yeah,
maybe I don't have the patience I thought I had.
Yes. And it's hard, but it's good. And then also Hebrews 5, verses 12 through 14, there's a lot of words there. So to give you the gist of that, get off the milk, move from milk and get on the meat. Get off the spiritual milk. These were great when you were a young believer, but you're not supposed to remain young.
Yeah.
We need to move beyond Noah's Ark and Adam and Eve in the garden. We need to be growing into the deeper things of Christ.
Well, and even the fact of just the idea that we need to believe that God's word is truth, that what he says is truth, and not depend on whether or not we feel that it's truth, or we feel that it's something we should go along with. And that's where to me, getting off that milk, look, I might not feel that God's going to come through for me, but he says he does. He says he will. He told me what my value is. And so if I choose not to believe that, that's a me thing.
Right.
That's not a God thing. And God's saying, it's time for me to get to shift into another gear.
Yeah, and God, I mean, as you're saying that, thinking God leads us by truth. The enemy often leads us by feelings.
Oh, yeah.
It does not mean that feelings are not valid. They most certainly are. God uses feelings,
God gave us
feelings. That's right. So don't hear what I'm not saying.
Jesus wept. Yeah.
But the enemy will make our feelings be the end-all, be-all. He will tempt us to go, if you're scared, then don't do it.
Yeah.
If it's not going to work, if you don't get a guarantee, why would you do that?
There's a reason you're feeling
really
anxiety.
Say that? Right.
Yeah.
Right. You're not safe over here.
Yeah.
And so we can't do that. And so what are some of the limitations of having a fixed mindset?
Well, let's just stick with fear, right? There's absolutely a fear of failure, so there's an avoidance of challenges. And so here's how it plays out or can play out in the marriage. I see myself as being limited. I have all these limitations, these fixed things about me that can never grow and change that I don't want you to necessarily become aware of or find out about, because if you do, you might leave me.
You're not going to stick around. Yeah. So, yeah, if you know the truth about me, then you'll know I'm not good enough.
Right. And I think there's a lot of couples out there who are worried about being exposed and all that versus...
I think men.
Yeah,
I think
this
is primarily a man's issue. I think it's a
largely.
Yeah, it's largely a man's issue. Women certainly deal with that. But I think for men, there is that fear of, you're going to find out I'm not as great as you think I am, or I don't know as much as you think I do, or I'm not as good as you think that I am.
And then you're gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Versus that, hey, this is just places where I need you. Right? These places where I'm lacking are places I need you, whether it's because I have struggles and I need for growth, or I don't know better and I need your support, because next to God, your spouse is your greatest resource.
That's right.
And so, but because of that, we'll have a fixed mindset. We won't expose that, which will just drag on the inevitable. Fixed mindset will give us a lack of resilience.
Yeah.
Right. We won't stick it in. We'll see setbacks and obstacles are things that to avoid and not as a way of learning and growing from. So that's where we're talking about this idea of an opportunity, this argument I mentioned before. Having an argument, well, there's certain avoiding personalities. They'll go, well, let's stop talking about this stuff, and we just won't argue. Versus going,
every time we bring this topic up, it goes bad, so let's not have it.
So, instead, let's learn from this. Let's bounce back from our struggles. We've talked about this before. Flexibility is so and so needed. Mm-hmm. The need for pivoting is so... necessary.
You go through so many different seasons and circumstances in your marriage and changes. If you don't learn how to pivot, you're going to be in trouble.
Oh, yeah. And people who are fixed mindset, they're inflexible with their thinking. They resist that change because they cling to what they know because it feels safer.
Yeah.
It feels safer. And it's self-limiting, right? It holds you back. It holds your marriage back. And it's hard to move past that because you don't see there's a possibility of anything else.
Right. And that's where, like, you had mentioned the resiliency. Mm-hmm. I think there's a fear around this, and I can speak for my own life. There's a fear that if it gets this bad, I can't handle it. I can't come back from it. And so let me just not even go there because I'm scared that I can't handle it.
Yeah. A lot of pleasers. You're right. So I tell myself, they get worried that the next argument's going to be the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
So I better not have an argument.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I won't bring that up that bothers me. I'll just suck it up and that becomes resentment instead. So it suffers the relationship in a different way.
Yeah. So this stuff matters.
Absolutely matters. Absolutely matters. So when we're talking about, because the growth mindset's kind of easy. It's kind of just the opposite.
It's the opposite.
Right. People with the growth mindset, they embrace changes. Right. They have the, you know, see it as opportunities, right? It's
instead of just as a challenge.
Right, so as a challenge.
I personally see challenges as challenges.
Right. How can I grow? How can I've just learned something new. Look, guys, if you're married and you're listening to this, there's a lot of firsts that you're going to go through. And you're going to continue to have a lot of firsts. And if you get it right the first time around, well, bully for you.
Yeah,
But there's a lot of you, us included, don't get it right the first attempt, right? So then you just try to figure out, okay, well, how do I get it right?
Right.
What do I need to do? I mean, is it I need to seek help? Is it that I need to go to a conference? Is there something that we need to do? But if I don't think it's possible, or if we're not getting, if a change or challenges are threats, we'll never do that.
Yeah.
Right. So if your growth mindset, you'll look for improvements. You look for things that you can do that makes you better. And here's an interesting thing. If you have a growth mindset, you actually are more open to feedback.
Yeah. I hate feedback.
Yeah. Well, see, this is important because I think this matters in relationships. Because if I'm open to feedback, because that means I can improve, right? If I think I can improve, if I think that I can change, then tell me what I'm doing wrong, and how I can do it better.
Feedback is not to be personalized.
Yeah, well, because if I have a fixed mindset and you tell me that I have something wrong with me, there's not a thing
I can
do.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm exposed.
Yep.
And yeah. So look, the people have struggles because of this, and it doesn't make them bad people. It just makes them in a need to help. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of upsides, optimism and positive outlooks, you know, more motivation and engagement, because we're not afraid of things being exposed. So then now we're willing to share our fears. We're willing to share our dreams, and it draws us closer together.
Well, and I think what you're saying too, because it also just made me think of, like, there could be, for lack of a better word, somewhat of a toxic growth mindset as well, where it's not just growth, it's almost denial. Mm-hmm. And that's not what we're talking about here. It's like that wishful mindset of, like, let's not deal with any problems. Let's just keep moving forward. It's all good. Let's just run towards the good, to where it does need to be combined with that we can grow through the problems, not just grow around the problems.
Right. Well, and
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that might be more of a covert fixed mindset, because I don't think we can do anything with those.
Can deal with the problems, yeah.
I don't think we can overcome that.
Because I was thinking like that too positive.
Oh, sure.
You know, too optimistic, and it's all good, where it's like, sometimes you need to go, no, this is really a problem. Mm-hmm. We can't make light of it and just move past it or skate around it.
Right, but if we're afraid that it can't be fixed, we don't want to face it.
Right. And so it can be hidden.
Oh, yeah.
A fixed mindset can be hidden. I guess that's what I'm getting at there.
Sure. So what can they do? We told you all some stuff that you can do, but let's, you know.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. And I think if you want a quick clue to where there might be a fixed mindset hiding in your marriage before we move there, a fixed mindset always hides, and like how I said that there, behind the always and the nevers.
Ooh, yeah.
Wherever there's an always or a never, there's likely a fixed mindset there. Mm-hmm. We're never going to get better. We're always going to be like this. He's never going to change. She's never going to stop doing that. I'm never going to get over this addiction or this trait in my marriage or in my personality. I can't ever change that. It's too hard. I can't do it. Those are all clues to a fixed mindset. And you don't want to be stuck there. You can have those feelings. Because for me, like I shared with myself, I will get knocked down when problems come up. Mm-hmm. They take the wind out of my sails a little bit.
But you get up again.
But I that's right. I come up again. Mm-hmm. And so you can take your time to vent, to have your little negative tantrum, if that's what you need to do. I mean, and God can handle that. Your spouse should be able to handle that, to where it's like, you know what? I'm allowed to complain about this because I'm upset and I'm hurt and I'm scared.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right. But then when I do, I'm going to move and shift towards a growth mindset. Mm-hmm. So if you want to move towards that growth mindset, which you do.
You do.
You do.
Trust us.
You have to be willing and intentional to learn.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to roll up your sleeves and go, you know what? I don't know what to do here, but you know what? Let's find out.
But it's okay.
Right. Let's figure this out. And how you do that best is you got to go to the Lord. You have to seek direction from Him. God, help us with this. We have this problem in our marriage and we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. Fear of the
Lord. We don't know.
Fear of the Lord, beginning of wisdom.
Beginning of wisdom. That's right. God, that's the one thing God says. Ask me for wisdom.
Yeah.
I will give it to you abundantly.
Bring it.
Yes. Yes. So we can seek. Get you some, but we can always ask God for wisdom and for His help. And the other thing about having a growth mindset, know that it's going to take action. If we look at those scriptures, God says, renew your mind, stop doing what the world's doing and start doing what I'm telling you to do. God says, move from milk to meat.
Yeah.
You do that. You have to be responsible. You pick up the Bible. You spend time in prayer. You get discipled. That's on us. We're called to make those changes. He'll do the work with us. We already got that scripture. I'm going to be faithful.
Yeah.
But He's inviting us to do it with Him.
Right.
And so this isn't just about having a hopeful mindset of, you know what, God's a miracle-making God, and we're just going to rely on that, or we're just going to...
We're going to sit and wait on the Lord.
Right. And some of you may be sitting in a marriage with, and I'll just say a husband here, just for the sake of saying that,
sure,
where your husband is an ogre, he is emotionally abusive, he is emotionally disconnected, he's maybe watching pornography in an affair, an unrepentant affair, whatever the situation, and you, dear, precious, Jesus-loving woman, is sitting there going, I'm going to pray for a miracle. I'm going to pray for the Lord to change him. You know what? Great place to start.
Sure.
Not a great place to remain.
No.
When you have a husband or a spouse that is showing you repeatedly that they're not going to change, they're not willing to change, they're not willing to take action on anything that will improve their marriage or make themselves safe and loving for you,
God-honoring.
Then it's time for you to set some boundaries. Mm-hmm. It's time for you to take some action. It may be time, if there's abuse of any form, it may be time for separation. You don't just sit there and pray about that. God can do miracles and he can restore your marriage.
Yep.
But if we look to scripture and we look to miracles, turning wine into water, water into wine, Jesus said, go fill these jars with water. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You go do it. He didn't just go, poof, here's some wine for you. He's like, nope, go get some wine. Jesus did not need that water. He didn't need that. The bleeding woman who was bleeding for years, she put herself, she was ostracized from society. Mm-hmm. She got herself into society and she touched the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
She did something. The friends picked up that paralytic man and dropped him through the roof. When the disciples were out fishing and they got all those fish, it's because Jesus said, let down your nets. They hadn't been catching anything.
Yeah. Jesus didn't say, fish, jump into the boat.
No, they were complaining. We're not catching anything. And Jesus didn't say that. He said, put your nets down. And so he didn't need them. You better believe Jesus could have commanded fish to jump in a boat.
Yeah.
He can do that. The blind man, let me make some spit and mud and put that on your eyes. And then what did he say? He said, go wash yourself in the river. He calls us to do things. And so God isn't going to just change your spouse miraculously or yourself. He's going to invite you into that change.
Yeah.
He's going to say, you better believe I can do the miracle. Now come with me. Now come with me. Trust me. Put some action into it.
Believe.
Yes. Get in the word. Find somebody to mentor you, to disciple you. Find somebody who's doing what you want to be doing, who has the marriage you want, and get underneath them. Get yourself in rehab, whatever it needs to do. But he's not going to just change your spouse. He's going to say, lose all numbers for this woman you've been flirting with. He's going to say, stop driving by that bar that you always go into.
Yeah.
He's going to say things, and you need to follow him. The Holy Spirit is going to invite you into working with him. And you also, you don't want to pursue perfection.
No.
Because then
not
you're
this
just,
side of heaven.
No, you need to know, gosh, we need grace in this.
Mm-hmm.
We need grace. We're going to try. And if, you know what, we're going to go to counseling. Maybe the first counselor we go to is a wacko and is just weird. That happens.
So it wasn't us.
It wasn't us. So you just leave and go, you know what, tried counseling. It didn't work. No, you may need to find another counselor. You may need to go and you've got a great counselor, but the first few things, they're not working. What they're telling us is not working. Stick it out. Stick it out. And that's the final thing. It's like, don't quit.
Yeah.
You quitting is not an option if you have a growth mindset. You have to be willing to even move forward at a snail's pace.
Yeah.
You know, sure. Not perfectly and very slowly if that's what's required.
Intentional, though.
I just went on a whole spiel.
No, you're
all right, well then let's wrap this up. And I want to wrap it up by just saying thank you. Thank you for trusting us to pour into your marriage. Thank you for being a listener. And we are super proud of you as well, because we know, or we're trusting, that because you're here, because you're listening, hopefully that means you have, or you're working towards a growth mindset. You're listening because you believe in more and you want better and you want God's guidance for your marriage. And we love that. And if you want to help others grow, which we hope that you do, Would you just share a review with us and let us know what this podcast has meant to you? Yeah. And share it with a friend, share it with somebody, share it with your spouse, encourage them and help us help others, because that's what we're all about here. And we just want to help you and everyone else.
Enjoy the journey.